Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't gotta do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say.
Funny and happy Wednesday. Today on the show, John Martin is going to join us in the next segment. We will talk to John about all manner of things. Memphis recruiting. I know he's writing a piece on Memphis recruiting. And so we will talk to him about that and other matters. Including a rodent. Did you know they found out they had an emergency rodent? They had a rodent emergency in the household. Did you hear that?
So yes, John came in studio yesterday, and anytime you can have someone in studio, it's better. It's always fun because you can kind of vibe on each other, and not that John isn't a hardworking man. He's a busy man, but when he came in the studio, I was very perplexed,
right?
Because normally
the rodent people, but anyway, the rodent people were at his house.
Yeah, rodent people, and he had some leaking. It sounded like John's house was falling
He needs Redeemer's Group.
He does.
Jameson Pest and Lawn. And anyway, John's going to join us in the next segment. Chris Harrington, thank God, is back with us. What a delight it was to have Chris Harrington back, and so we will talk to him at 10 o'clock. And our rankings, rankings extravaganza continues. Yesterday it was real controversy over the SEC mascot rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, I have to say, like, I think Jessica Benson's been a tremendous addition to this show. Do you not agree with that?
1,000%.
But didn't the fact that she had Landshark, didn't that cause you to rethink the whole thing? She had Landshark way up in her rankings, and was smitten shortly thereafter by her car breaking down in I think what was God saying, telling her to reevaluate everything.
Well, just to take a moment and reflect, you know, sometimes what we need.
You need a little bit of a what do you call it?
Well, as Coach Norvell calls it, self scouting.
Yeah, it's a. But anyway, so today we will rank. What are we ranking today?
Today we'll be ranking the quarterbacks of the Southeastern Conference, as well as traditions and
traditions. That's going to get us in trouble.
That could get us in trouble. Also, there's a few schools in the SEC in terms of like traditions.
Are you sure you've researched what their best traditions are?
I'm telling you,
you've got some pretty. There's some that have. They're pretty thin on traditions.
Jeff, you can question a lot of things about me. My commitment to this show is never one of them.
Anyway, we will get into the best traditions. Jeffrey will bring his controversial rankings, SEC rankings, in the second hour. We will do that now. I am firmly convinced that Tiger Woods is going to be playing here in Memphis next week. And so I had a topic prepared. And the topic, and who knows, we could get to it ultimately. The topic was, because I did some research on the best sports events ever in the, that have been held in Memphis, Tennessee. And I was prepared to make that the focus of the at least early part of the show. But then it turns out we have what I can only call a civic emergency.
Well, Jeff, this is why your offensive system is the best. You don't try to put, you know, square peg round hole. You let whatever the defense gives you, you can adjust.
Well, I'm looking out for Memphis.
Exactly.
And I care deeply about this place, and I care, having brought the Grizzlies here, I care deeply about their success.
And there's a little bit of selfishness as you love point guards and you want to see this point guard in particular be happy.
At 10:19 last night, Ja Morant tweeted the following. What good food places are open after 10 o'clock in Memphis? He had a crying emoji, not a crying emoji, what would you call this? Well, there weren't actual tears. It just like a wailing emoji. What would that be? The sad emoji, the distressed emoji, and then two eyeballs. And what we basically have here, let's be honest, is that the NBA, this is the future of the Memphis Grizzlies at stake, right? In the end, we've seen that the NBA is what matters is a collection of players deciding they want to be in a place, right? And,
indeed.
And I don't want to anticipate disaster, but here you have Ja Morant just back from, let's be honest, Las Vegas, right? Where they have, I think, good places to eat after 10 p.m.
Yes, the city does not close.
Right, and so all of a sudden he's back in Memphis. He's hungry. Our man is hungry. It's 10:19, and he's distressed. And what I see here is planting the seeds of trouble for the future. If Ja Morant is going to be hungry after 10 o'clock, what hope do we have when he blossoms into a star this year, when he becomes Rookie of the Year, when he becomes an All-NBA player, and the world is his oyster or his whatever steak? What if he's going to be hungry, what hope do we have of retaining him?
This is why you're the best, Jeff.
And so we need to help the man. Now, I will say on Twitter, people leapt to help the man.
Yes, indeed.
But we are going to put together a poll of the best places to eat in Memphis after 10 p.m. And we need your suggestions, because this is a civic emergency. The phone number, we don't normally do this. Go to call straight off the top. Also, you can tweet us, me at Jeff Geoff underscore Calkins, Calkins. You at
JWright929 ESPN.
Yeah. The phone number is 535-3776, 535-3776. And the subject is, I'm sure he's listening, Ja Morant is hungry at 10:19 p.m. Where does he go to eat? We will take the best four selections, we will put them in the poll, and we will forward the poll to Ja Morant so he is not hungry, so he will stay in Memphis, and so we can all live happily ever after. The phone number again is 535-3776, 535-3776. Where should Ja Morant eat after 10 p.m.? This is, normally I just call me if you have something to get off your chest. This now is an actual civic emergency. 10 p.m., where should Ja Morant go get a bite to eat? 535-3776, 535-3776 is the phone number. We are going to take your suggestions. And it does not help that Smug Memphian's first response to Ja Morant was nothing. Nothing. He went with nothing. Now, what the hell kind of a constructive attitude is that? We need to assemble a good list for Ja, and then we will put it to the people. And this is a civic emergency. We start with Jeff in downtown. Jeff, where should Ja Morant eat after 10 p.m.?
Alex's. You can get great wings, great burgers, and great ribs.
Alex's Tavern, great burgers.
Great wings.
Do you know how late they're open?
Till at least 2 a.m.
Okay. Burgers, wings, and ribs, Alex's Tavern. We have one vote for Alex's Tavern. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. 535-3776, 535-3776. We have on our hands a civic emergency. We go to Lenore. Lenore? Is it Lenore? Lenoir? How do you? I don't know what Jeffrey typed in here in East Memphis.
Lanier.
Lanier. Lanier. Okay, now he's put it in phonetically. Lanier, where should Ja Morant eat after 10 p.m.?
He should eat at Patrick's on Park Avenue.
Patrick's on Park Avenue. Do you know how late is Patrick's open?
Patrick's is open almost every night till about 2 a.m., believe it or not. They stay open for all of the restaurant workers.
Okay, what should he order?
Everything is good at Patrick's.
Everything's good at Patrick's.
Steak, burgers. Right. They got an awesome menu.
All right. Thanks very much. I appreciate it, Lanier. Appreciate it. 535-3776, 535-3776. We have a civic emergency. Where should Ja Morant eat after 10 p.m.? Ted in Midtown. Ted, you're on.
Hey, I think Ubi's on the Highland Strip has great food, chicken tenders, and I think they're open until 3 a.m.
Chicken tenders, Ubi's, 3 a.m. Thank you, Ted. I appreciate it. We'll let John know. 535-3776, 535-3776. Here we have, from all the way from Kansas City, Brett in Kansas City. He's not going to drive to Kansas City at 10 p.m.
Well, as a guy who was born and raised in Memphis, now live in Kansas City.
Yeah. Where?
I would say Crystals is the best place to go. Since I don't have a Crystals in Kansas City.
Is that true?
Crystals is the best place. Yeah, there's no Crystals there.
Do you have a White Castle?
No White Castles either. It's horrible.
Oh, my God. Move back, man. Move back.
No doubt. Thanks very much.
I appreciate it. Vote for Crystals. 535-3776. This will be helpful. New part of town. Scott by the airport. Scott, where should he eat after 10 p.m.?
I'll give you three.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Scott, go ahead.
How about Dyer's?
Dyer's Burgers, yeah. Do you know how late they're open? Are they open late?
I believe they're open until 3.
Okay, Dyer's.
Ernestine and Hazel.
You know what? I'm going to save this for a hot take at some point. I don't think the Soul Burger's very good.
Well, at 10:15, you're going to be limited on your options.
Okay, where else?
And I would say Bar Dog.
Bar Dog. Bar Dog's good?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Yep.
535-3776, 535-3776. We have a civic emergency on our hands. We have to get Ja Morant. He's also kind of skinny, honestly. We got to get him fed. Justin in Cordova. Justin.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Where should he eat after 10 p.m.?
Huey's, I believe they have a full bar or full menu till 1 o'clock.
Huey's till 1 p.m.? Is that all the Huey's, do you think, or is it?
I believe so. Right there, Dexter in Germantown Parkway is right by my house, and that's the one we go to.
Thank you. Appreciate it. 535-3776, 535-3776. Someone suggested Pancho's Cheese Dip. Open 24-7. Just have one in your refrigerator. Pancho's Cheese Dip. Open 24-7. We go to Michael in Midtown. Michael, where should Ja Morant eat after 10 p.m.?
Yes, I was going to say Huey's also. They stay open till 2 a.m.
Okay. Do you go to the one in Midtown? Where do you go?
Yeah, Midtown.
Till 2 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Huey's it is. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. 535-3776. We go to Josh in North Memphis. Josh.
I'm going to say first choice, Alex's.
Yep, Alex's.
If not, Pancake Shop, 24-7.
The Pancake Shop is the one on Summer? Is that where that is? No.
Yeah, Summer in Mendenhall.
Is it good? I've never been.
Man, yes.
Good. All right.
Absolutely.
And that's breakfast food, different kind of thing. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. 535-3776, 535-3776. We go to Jaquez in Cordova.
Yeah.
You're on. Where?
I got two spots. You got Westies on Front Street downtown. They open to 3 o'clock.
Westies on Front Street?
Yeah, Westies.
What do they have?
Everything you can think of. Chicken tenders, burgers, fries.
Okay. Good.
Fried green tomatoes, everything.
All right. And what's the other
one? You got RP Tracks by the University of Memphis.
And it's good? Sadly, I've never been to RP Tracks. Great food?
Great food.
All right. Thank you. Food. Appreciate it. 535-3776. We are trying to feed Ja Morant after 10 p.m. We'll take a few more of these. We go to Marcus in downtown. Marcus?
Well, he just said what I was going to say. West East, also known as the North End in downtown, the Pinch District.
Is it the place that used to be it used to be called the North End? Is that the place?
Yes.
And it has like this fudge.
The hot fudge pie and their menu.
The hot fudge pie, yeah.
Yeah. The menu is incredible. There's like 200 items. You can order a steak at 2 o'clock in the morning. If you
can order a steak at 2 p.m. at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's fabulous. All right. And where else were you going to say?
Oh, well, I was just going to say Westies. If you're like downtown, that is like the place to eat after 10 o'clock.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Now, I will say all of this is pretty much bar food, right? Is there any place you can get a good meal?
We just found out we can get a steak.
You can just get a steak. Yeah. Okay. Should we take these three that are on? We'll take these three. We'll take the three that are on, and then we'll assemble our poll from these three. We go to Monty in Collierville. Monty, where should he eat?
Nobody's mentioned the Belmont at Menin Hall and Poplar.
Yeah, it is so good.
So good.
It is really good. You know what's good there? The French dip and the burgers, both.
The burgers are incredible. The hot wings are incredible. They're the full hot wings. They've got a great fish sandwich as well. I mean,
the wings, that place is... I get the wings a lot, but I will say, I don't like the full wings as well. That's a giant-ass wing.
You don't like to work.
I don't. You have pegged me exactly right, Monty. God, you cut to the chase. Thanks, Monty. Appreciate it. Belmont is on the list. Okay, we go to Too Smooth in East Memphis. Too Smooth, where should
he
eat?
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
How are you? Where should he eat?
Hey, he's got to go to the Half Shell, man, at Black and Catfish.
You know what? Someone said that, the Half Shell. And they...
Man, the Half Shell, and then I recommend it, Black and Catfish.
Black and Catfish. And do you know how late they're open? Are they open late?
Oh, they're open till like 3 in the morning.
I'm impressed by our after 10 o'clock stuff here. Thank you very much.
I'm well-rounded in these late-night places, Jeff. Y'all have a good one, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, should we take one more on this? We go to Ron in Raleigh. Ron?
Yeah, what's up, Jeff?
Where should he eat?
Yeah, considering he got a diet, first, Hughes is awful. I don't care which one he go to, man. Considering he got a diet, he might want to go to Kroger as well. Half Shell good, too, but he might want to go to Kroger considering he got a diet.
Kroger.
Got to get his good healthy food in. Got to get his fruit salad, all that.
Fruit salad. You don't eat I have a rule about fruit salad. You don't eat it after 10 p.m. I think that's fair. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. We have lots more callers, but we're going to have to assemble our poll. We're going to have to stop now, Jeffrey. Okay. Now, of those choices, what do you want to put on the list? We can only have four. Where should the question will be, where should Ja Morant eat after 10 p.m.?
What were the most popular suggestions that we got?
I think Huey's has to make it. Okay. Huey's was brought up by a lot of people. It's a Memphis classic, so Huey's. I'm just going to trust that people. Now, only one person said Crystal, but isn't that a Memphis classic, too, in its own way?
Yeah, I will say this. As an avid Crystal supporter, Crystal after hours is a roll of the dice. Now, some people like that.
But why would you do Crystal during regular hours? Isn't Crystal only for after hours?
It is not necessarily drunk food. Some of us appreciate the fact that you can get a mix and match 5 for $5.50 during all hours of the day. That way you're not limited to just choosing, do I just want this delicious Crystal with cheese? Do I want this chick? Do I want these chili puffs?
You think Crystal gets hit or miss after 10 p.m.?
I know Crystal gets hit or miss after 10 p.m.
What would a miss Crystal look like? I don't know. How would you be able to distinguish between a miss Crystal and a spot-on Crystal?
Well, Jeff, as you know, I have an incredibly refined palate when it comes to determining
What's a bad Crystal?
One that was definitely cooked well before 10 p.m.?
No, but see, after 10 p.m., people are flying through there because they're busy.
Well, they're never flying through there. They're waiting in line.
That's when they're busiest. I think Crystal has to. It is a Memphis classic. I don't see how you can't. Okay, then we want to give him something, some fine dining. I mean, the closest thing to fine dining we had here, we had Westies where you can get a steak, but I think the half shell. Half shell's kind of classy, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's got shell in it.
It's got shell in the word.
It makes you think
right there in the word. It's seafood. It's healthy. Okay, so we're going to put...
It's a delicacy.
Where should John Morant eat after 10 p.m.? One Huey's, two Crystal, three half shell. Then, I'm sad that we can only have four. Among the choices are RP Tracks, Westies, Alex's Tavern, Ubi's, Dyer's, Ernestine and Hazel's, Bar Dog, and the Pancake Shop. How in the world do we pick just one of those? I'll be honest. I probably should save this for our next unpopular opinion thing. I don't think a Soul Burger is good.
I don't have a problem with that. I'm biased towards Alex's Tavern. My dad has passed on the love of Alex's Tavern's burger and, more importantly, their wings.
Okay, put in Alex's Tavern.
But I mean, do we need to have a more of a downtown location?
Bar Dog? You want Bar Dog?
Bar Dog late night also.
I think Bar Dog.
Bar Dog's chili cheese fries are, God, those
put down
things
Bar
are
Dog.
Amazing.
Let's hold on. Before we settle on the last four, let's go to Twitter to make sure we haven't missed an important one that we're going to feel stupid for.
Dirty Crow Inn should definitely be under consideration.
Okay, Blues City.
That was
it's
a popular
right
suggestion.
It's right there. Blues City, Bar Dog, a Dixie Queen. Someone said, did you just refer to half shell as classy? LOL. We're grading on a curve, man.
Well, it's a late night curve.
I don't think the half shell is bad. I like the half shell.
Half shell's completely fine. Now, I will say this. Should we maybe eliminate Crystal for the fact that
it's a drive through?
Well, and more importantly, John Morant's going to be familiar with Crystal's work, if you will, because it's a Southern staple.
Yeah, but just because it's obvious doesn't mean you don't use
it.
Right,
but I think he's looking. I think the basic, for instance.
Other ones on Twitter, Huey's, Ernestine and Hazel's, Alex. I'm upset nobody mentioned Dirty Crow Inn or Dixie Queen. What is Dixie Queen?
Dixie Queen is a burger spot. I know there's one on Mount Moriah. It was a local chain, if you will, in terms of it's very similar to, the Dyer's. It's similar to a Dyer's.
Blue Monkey, criminally underrated food. Brock Green says half shell is awesome. Have to hit up Westies for late night grub.
Oh, my buddy Matthew Giel points out Bar Dog is 21 and over at that hour, at that time. So shout out to Matthew.
He can't go.
Yeah.
Go.
I'm not.
They're gonna turn away John Morant because it's 21
listen,
and over.
I'm not here to get anyone in trouble one way or the other. I'm just saying Matthew makes a very good point.
Kenny Stubbyfield said the real crisis is that I've never been to RP Tracks. RP Tracks. Westies is very Brookhaven Pub Slider Inn.
Brookhaven's got good food.
Local Midtown. Pancake Shop is cash only. 19-year-olds aren't carrying cash. I don't believe that. Don't you think John Morant's going to have some cash on him? Dirty Crow Inn, the Blue Monkey, Waffle House, of course. Now, Waffle House is an interesting thing.
Because
there's no Waffle House. Is there any Waffle House within the 240?
The closest one inside the loop, if you will, would be at Summer Avenue and White Station, which is barely inside the loop.
I don't think we can put it down.
All right.
It's not. Bar Dog, they have spaghetti and meatballs?
Oh, yeah. The Bar Dog's menu is, like, normally when I see an eclectic menu, I get a little concerned because I kind of want you to do something well. Bar Dog does everything well.
Our man Drew
Their
Hill
club
says
is awesome.
Slider Inn or the Dirty Crow Inn.
Dirty Crow Inn's got tremendous food.
This is pathetic that we can only limit it to four. More Alex's, RP Tracks, Huey's. Okay, you tell me. I don't have a problem with our four because half shell is non-bar food. That's why we're including it. We're trying to give them a little bit of options, right?
If he wants that, if he wants that salmon salad, he can go get that.
Crystals, you don't have to get out of your car.
Yeah.
Huey's, a Memphis classic.
Yes.
What the hell is our fourth? We're going to anger people no matter what we pick here as our fourth. This is why, by the way, you have to expand the playoffs.
Exactly. There's no question.
This is why you have to expand the playoffs.
This is why you're the best.
It should be 16. It's got to be 16. Limiting it to four, you can't include the you. It's not a fair fight.
Again, this is why you're the best.
Should we put down Bardog?
I do think the 21 and over.
Let him in. Oh, we're going to use that to.
I think they'll let him in, but I don't want to sit there and go.
I really like Belmont. I got to tell you, but it's.
I got no problem if you want to put the Belmont on.
We don't have anything downtown though. We need something downtown.
Huey's is downtown.
Huey's is midtown.
Oh, there's one downtown.
There's one downtown too.
Yeah, it's right next to AutoZone Park.
Never been to that Huey's. Alex's. What are we putting down for fourth? RP Tracks?
Alex's is midtown too. So if we want to go downtown, I guess we got to keep Bar Dog on there.
But how about Dirty Crow or the Blue Monkey or Slider Inn or
Dirty Crow's on like the other side of downtown.
Okay, put down Bar Dog. We're going to assume he can get in.
All right.
We're going to assume he can get in after because he's going to be John Morant. They're going to make an exception.
All right.
Okay. So where should we apologize to all the others? Where should Ja Morant eat after 10 p.m.? The choices are, Jeffrey?
Huey's, Crystal, Half Shell, Bar Dog.
Okay, and the other Mike points out that the pancake shop is only open after 10 on the weekends. Ooh, Flying Saucer.
Is the kitchen open that late? Yeah, I guess that's true. I can honestly say I've never gone to Flying Saucer to eat.
Dixie Queen.
Dixie Queen's got a damn good burger.
Should you put in Dixie Queen instead of Bardock?
This is your show, baby.
Brookhaven Fools.
Listen,
people are mad. Do not put Crystals on there.
You know
dumb.
This. I am a self-avowed Brookhaven guy. I'm not going to stand for this.
Hold on. Andrew Michael, mm-hmm. Michael Hudman, has just said all of our restaurants will stay open for him.
Well, yes, obviously.
All of our restaurants will stay open for him. Literally, go to any of them.
Catherine Ramirez.
I don't think we get to count that. We appreciate the offer from Michael Hudman, and those are some of my absolute favorites, of course. I mean, you go to Andrew Michael, you go to Hog and Hominy, you go to Catherine, any of them. They're fantastic.
But
I don't think we can count that. We'll let him know that the restaurants will stay open for him. That was very nice of him to offer. But I think we can't count that as an official whatever. So let me ask you this. Are we being culturally – I'm a white dude. I don't know if you know that, okay? Places we worship in different places,
yes.
Right? Fundamentally. In this city, we worship in different places, and do we eat in different places?
Well, I mean, I felt like we had a pretty good mix.
We have a diverse? I think our callers
were pretty diverse.
I don't want to stereotype, but it seemed like our callers were diverse.
I think so too. And Half Shell was clearly a popular choice.
Okay, Dan Robertson makes a good point. National chains should not be on the list. Too many good local choices to waste a pick on Crystal.
That was my point.
Your point was Crystal is hit or miss after 10 p.m.
No, and then I said he's going to be aware of Crystal because it's a chain.
But his awareness isn't the reason. It's the fact that it's a chain. That's fine. We'll knock off Crystal.
All right.
And we're going to put on. See, Jamal Brown says Dixie Queen is a must. Let's not forget he's African American. Jamal is, by his photo, African American. I don't know. Is Dixie Queen more of a.
That's like saying barbecue is.
I got no idea here. Now I'm in. Now the whole diversity cultural stuff. This is becoming very complicated for me. But let's put Bar Dog and Dixie Queen down.
All right. So I have Huey's.
I don't know Dixie Queen.
It is a tremendous burger. The closest one to us is over on Mount Moriah in between 240 and, is that Ridgeway? Yeah, Ridgeway.
Okay, well, fine. Put it down. Someone else, John the Junior, says Dixie Queen is better than Crystal. If you're going to drive through, keep it local. JP now says I'm being racist. Why?
I think we're trying to consider here.
God, life is hard. You can't even talk about late night food without getting into issues of cultural sensitivity. We're trying to be culturally sensitive here. I'm trying to be open places that are open for all. Who doesn't like a good burger? Okay, so what do we got? We've knocked off Crystal. The people have told us to get rid of Crystal. We've gotten rid of Crystal.
Yes, sir.
Our four choices are
Huey's,
which is they're all over town, and we're deeply aware that
we are two white dudes.
That Michael Hudman will keep open any of the Andrew and Michael establishments after 10 p.m. for John Moran.
Yes.
Thank you. We appreciate that. But the ones that are just he can just wander in without letting him know is Huey's,
Dixie Queen,
Half Shell,
Bar Dog,
and we apologize to everybody else who did not make the list. We don't pretend that it is a exhaustive list or even a good list. It's just a freaking list. We would like to expand the playoffs to 15 if we could, but the SEC will not allow us to.
Twitter the SEC in this equation?
Twitter is the SEC. The man will not allow us to. Oh my God! Now we have more people pouring in. We have to put this sucker up. All right, tweet that baby out, and we will let the people decide.
All right, final answer.
Yep.
Okay. I am exonerating myself from all.
You are absolving. Yep. You're removing yourself. You are. What's the word when you don't vote? What's that word? Now I'm having an idiot. I'm having an idiot moment. I am abstaining.
Yes.
It's
live.
You don't get to vote. Oh my God, it's live. It's Matt McKinney says Dixie Queen is the Black Dairy Queen.
Well, there you go.
Who doesn't like Dairy Queen?
A communist.
Right. Okay, here we go. Where is the best? You have to redo that. You misspelled place. You have to redo the poll. Take it down. Where's the best place? We can't look like, you know, you in the confusion and the controversy, you misspelled place. For John Morant to eat in Memphis after 10 p.m. Can you redo the poll?
I'm on it.
Take that down, put it up again, and we will tweet it out, and it will be live. What's your prediction as to who's going to win?
God, this
Huey's
one
is going to win.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Huey's is going to win. And after that, Bar Dog will be second. My prediction will be Huey's, Bar Dog, Dixie Queen, Half Shell is going to be my prediction as to how this vote goes. Just to help Half Shell, I'm going to vote Half Shell. Tell me when the vote is live. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break. The vote will go up in the meantime. You can vote. If you want to have a write-in balance as comments to the vote, that's fine too. John Martin, when we come back, it's Jeff Cawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Australian Pink Floyd Show, All That You Love, 2019 World Tour. Featuring classics from Metal, The Dark Side of the Moon, and more. The Australian Pink Floyd Show, Saturday, August 31st at Horseshoe Casinos, Bluesville. The Times calls them the gold standard. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Ages 18 and up, must be 21 or older to gamble. Don't want to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Ever find yourself in the middle of a project and need a specific tool? You just want to get the tool, get in, get out, and get back to work. So, get yourself over to We Sell Tools and find the tools you need, the people to answer questions, and help you find your tool fast so you can be working, not shopping. We Sell Tools. Real tools for real guys. At the northeast corner of Kirby Whitten Road and Summer Avenue.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with GEICO.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to GEICO.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
GEICO even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local GEICO agent could help you save even more.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline not only helps keep your engine running like new, it can also help you win big. When you fill up as a Fuel Rewards member, you'll be automatically entered in the Shell Great Gas Giveaway after purchasing 8 gallons or more, where you can win one of thousands of prizes, including free fuel for a year. To join, download the Fuel Rewards app or go to fuelrewards.com/win. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, no purchase necessary. Promotion ends 9/119. See official rules at fuelrewards.com/win for how to enter by mail and all details.
Yuengling Golden Pilsner, a beer so crisp, refreshing, and smooth. When you crack one open, it makes any occasion golden. A night out with the ladies.
I might call it a night. A night to remember.
Game day with your buddies.
Beer man, Pilsner here. And here, 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 and here.
Happy hours come to life.
Could I get a Yuengling Golden Pilsner?
You know what? Make it a bucket.
Yes, with Yuengling Golden Pilsner, card games get wilder.
I should probably fold.
But I'd rather go all in.
Even backyard bonfires feel more alive.
Hey guys, I brought my guitar.
And my drums.
So no matter where the day takes you, crack open a smooth, refreshing, six generations in the making Yuengling Golden Pilsner. And make your day
golden.
DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
There was James Wiseman crumpling his 7'1" body into the front seat of a Corvette. What was crazy is when I tweeted the picture, how many, like, Kentucky fans and other fans would reply, at NCAA, you should look into this. And it's like, James Wiseman didn't own that Corvette. He doesn't even have a driver's license.
That's even better.
Yeah. He's been, you know, too busy unicorning or whatever.
Mark Giannotto, Jeffrey Wright, Giannotto and Jeffrey. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I imagine on a week like this, John has had the blinds closed from the plantation shutters have been closed over at the John Martin household. Another happy customer from Affordable Blinds
of Memphis. John did what you can do. He called Chip Wiggins at 753-5822. Consulted with Sam. Sam came out with came on a weekend and did Chip Wiggins with the mobile showroom, showed them all their choices, and John settled on the plantation shutters. Within 1 to 3 weeks, they were installed. Sam, who is notoriously hard to please, I don't know how, therefore, she ended up with John, but that's a whole other story. Hard to please is thrilled by her plantation shutters because she did what I'm telling you all to do. She called Chip Wiggins, or John did. John did a good thing. 753-5822, 753-5822. The website is affordableblindsinmemphis.com. The Facebook page where you can take a look at their everything they have to offer is Affordable Blinds and Shutters Facebook page. And there you go. Affordable Blinds in Memphis. John Martin joins me now. John.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. So the question was, yeah, where should Ja Morant eat before he raids Area 51? Is that the question?
No.
Oh.
You're interested in the Area 51 thing?
Not really. I think it's silly.
It's meant to be silly.
I do think you guys should stop uploading your faces, though, to that app because it's owned by Russians.
Which app? The old face app?
Yeah.
What do you think of the old face app? Why do you want to know what you look like? Yeah, I'll tell you what.
It's too accurate.
I'm already old. Like, what do you mean?
Well, for sure.
For me, it's going to look like a sketch. What are you going to look like in 30 years?
There's a young filter.
You're going to look like, I know what I look like.
So
young.
You would not, well, you would.
And
do
if I
that.
Put in what am I going to look in old, it'll just have a skeleton.
Well,
it'll be a picture of a coffin. Yeah, yeah, a picture of a coffin. What's good about that?
Here lies Jeff, and it'd be like an onomatopoeia, you know?
Here lies Jeff. Yes, exactly right. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in that thing. And it's owned by Russians anyway.
Yeah, so
basically,
stop,
they're
stop
taking
doing
everybody's
that.
Face, and yes, they're uploading it, and they're going to...
Who knows what they're going to do?
They're going to wait pretty soon. Everything is going to be face recognition.
Yes.
And they will have your face.
They will have your face.
And they'll be able to use your face for whatever purposes they want to use your face.
And you don't want that.
I know. Who wants that?
So stop doing that.
We have a poll up, John.
Read the terms and conditions.
The poll is where people are already mad. They're mad. The poll is where should you eat? Where
people
should John
mad.
Morant have to eat at? Well, they're mad by some of our choices. I apologize in advance. There's only four spots. It's like college football playoff.
Right.
And Alex's Tavern is Central Florida in this prediction. In this.
Wow.
Now I'm a little sad that we left off Blue City because it's right there on Beale Street.
On Beale, yeah.
We maybe should have included it. Here's what would we include, Jeffrey. Where should John Morant? He set out a call for help last night at 10:19. Where should he eat after 10 p.m.? Our choices were
Huey's, The Half Shell, Dixie Queen, and Bar Dog.
Okay. Where are the best chicken fingers, John, of those four? You'd go Brookhaven, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you say, of those four,
he would say the Blue Monkey.
Of those four, where would you eat? And then where would you have included other than?
Let's just kind of take my, you know, radio man sponsorship beholden to, you know what I mean? Like, let's take that hat off, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just telling you, like, the chicken tenders at Brookhaven are unbelievable. They are unbelievable. Like, I mean, and they're so, you know, they people don't necessarily know about them because it's like, oh, it's just chicken tenders at a bar, right? Like, it's just a standard pub staple.
Right.
But I'm just telling you, they're not. Like, there's nothing standard about I don't know what they put in them. I don't know what kind of seasoning they have. But it is you can do it the buffalo sauce. You can do them. I don't give a damn what you do. They are unbelievable. They are the best in Memphis.
Really?
Chicken tender speaking.
Chicken tender, just from a chicken tender category. And that is your specialty.
I'm not talking about wings. I'm talking about chicken tender.
That's your specialty. No, you're not talking about wings.
They're very different.
Wings, you'd go to the Wing Guru.
That's exactly right.
And honestly, the burger's underrated at the Wing Guru.
Yes, it is. But if you're asking me, like, if Ja Morant's like, all right, man, I'm really hungry. I want some chicken tenders.
You'd say Brookhaven.
You're going to have to go to East Memphis.
Of our four choices, who are you voting for?
Say them again.
Huey's, The Half Shell, Dixie Queen, and Bar Dog.
I've never had Bar Dog food. I've never found myself eating there.
You've had consumed alcohol there before?
Of course.
Okay.
So I can't really,
of course.
I can't weigh in on the food at Bar Dog.
Okay.
Usually just go there to drink. Half Shell, not my thing.
No, you've never been to Half Shell, have you?
I think I actually have been to a Half Shell, and then I looked at the menu and I left.
I've never been to Dixie Queen. Someone sent me a map. They're everywhere. There's basically 73 Dixie Queens.
I think the list is absolute trash. I think the list is trash.
What would your list have been?
Everyone's a critic.
Well, I think you have to just go with, like, you know, I think Alex's Tavern has to absolutely be on there. Because, okay, like, that's the where
quintessential.
They're open super late. Like, that's where everybody goes.
It's really good, too. It is good. Okay, so
I had no problem with Huey's. Like, I think Huey's is definitely.
You would have put Huey's on there, Alex's Tavern, you would have put on there.
I think Huey's, and I heard you guys saying
Blue City you would have put on there?
That's fine. I mean, you can put Blue City on there. I mean,
Where else would you put on there? This is not as easy. Everyone's a critic, but then they ask to do it
because
themselves.
You've narrowed it down to four. I mean, that's the.
It's a problem.
I have to pick four, but I think you guys four is kind of random. Half Shell and Bardog, I don't think of as like. I mean, of course, Bardog is just late night, but there are a lot of choices you could have gone with.
Oh, that's great. A lot of choices, but ours are wrong. You don't have your own. You're so.
Okay, I gave you Brookhaven.
You gave me one.
I gave you Brookhaven. I eat late there all the time. Like, I eat there late all the
time.
Fine. All
right, before I get to other matters, I called you yesterday, and I was distracted. What I didn't understand was this. Sam was mad because there was a mouse in your yard.
Yes.
The mouse wasn't in the house.
Right.
The mouse was in the yard.
Correct.
There was a dead mouse in the yard.
Yes.
What is, with all due respect, what is upsetting about having a dead mouse in the yard?
Well, there's a story here. So there's a story. I was grilling on the Big Green Egg like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
We've got two dogs. We've got a big dog and we've got a small dog. Okay.
Right.
Big dog's real dumb and goofy and
stupid ass doodles.
Exactly.
Right.
And so I'm in the backyard grilling whatever, cooking some burgers, and the dogs start barking. They're right behind me. They start barking. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I really kind of ignore it because they bark all the time constantly. But then I hear a squeak. I'm like, did Sam give? Sam's very particular about giving Tony toys because he tends to tear them apart and, like, whatever,
right,
eat, you know, plastic. So I'm like, did Sam give Tony a toy?
A squeak toy.
And I turn around and they're playing Monkey in the Middle with a rat. So they're like tossing the rat back and forth.
It's a rat.
It's not a mouse, dude. It's a rat. Like, that thing was massive. I think it was like 3 or 4 pounds. It looked like, man. And I'm like, I am frantic over this. Like, I don't like dealing with any animals, any kind of, like, wildlife. I don't deal with it. And so I'm like, Tony, out.
Out?
Yeah, that's what we tell him to drop. We're trying to tell him to drop something. And he looks at me like, who?
That's a weird thing. Drop something, you say out.
Yes.
What if you want him to drop something?
Out.
What if you want him to go out? Do you say drop? Drop it?
Let's go pee-pee.
Okay, pee-pee.
Okay. And
the things we say to our dogs.
I know.
Let's go. I say, like, let's go potty. Go potty. Go potty.
And so I'm like,
go
out,
potty.
Out, out. And he's like, who? Who? And then finally he drops it. And damn. Oh,
he's
my
holding
God.
The rat in his mouth.
In his mouth. And I was like, this is disgusting. And the rat starts playing dead. Like, it's,
but it wasn't dead.
Very much alive because I saw it move and try to, you know, burrow itself right into the ground. And I'm like, oh my God, this rat is alive. I don't know what to do. I don't like. And so my neighbor is outside at this time, and I said, man, can you come help me? He's an outdoorsy kind of guy. And he's like, do you have a gun? I was like,
do you have a gun?
Dude, I don't have
no,
a gun
I don't
to
have
kill
a gun.
Damn right. Rat. So anyway, he comes over.
With a bow and arrow.
He comes over with I let him borrow a baseball bat, and he kind of just taps it to death. He doesn't put it in a pizza box and back it over like you would have done. But he.
That's such a good story. I'm going to tell that again in a minute.
But,
go ahead.
But he taps it to death with a baseball bat. And anyway,
all right, well,
that was
fine.
3 weeks ago. So my wife went to Vegas a little bit before I got there a couple weeks ago, and I found a dead mouse on the side of the shed.
Okay.
Separately. I did not tell my wife because I did not want to ruin her Vegas vacation.
Why would that ruin her Vegas vacation?
Because it's
a mouse in proximity?
Yes, but she would think we
have. A mouse in proximity of your house?
She would think we have an infestation of mice and rats, and that would ruin her life. It would ruin her life.
Did you? You had the rat people over yesterday.
Yeah, we had people over yesterday.
And what did they conclude?
No infestation or anything like that. I mean, you know, mice and rats live outside. That's very normal. You know, a couple houses down, I think they said that they had put some poison out in their yard. And they migrate, right? That's what tends to happen. So pretty stressful, man. Marriage is kind of hard. And then she's all mad at me because I didn't tell her. I'm like, Sam. You know, she's like, well, if you won't tell me about a dead mouse in the yard, what will you tell me about? I'm like, you know, that I didn't want to ruin your vacation. Like, I was really, you know, sometimes I have to protect you. You know,
right.
Do you agree with that? Do you agree with protection?
Yeah, I've had some issues with transparency in a relationship
recently.
It's
not transparency. It
and
is protection.
I should get better at Transparency.
It is protection. It's like I didn't want your while you're in that pool party at Marquee, I didn't want you worrying about no dead mouse in the yard because it was just a little baby.
Right. And that's know what it is though. It's you being patronizing
a good husband.
Of her is that she can't handle the truth. Basically, you're saying she can't handle the truth.
I didn't want to deal with it. From 800 miles away.
You're writing for a publication that shall not be named. Yes. You are writing about Memphis basketball recruiting.
Yes.
Is Penny gonna just take me to the end of this? Last year at this time, mm-hmm. This is the way it would go. I'd say yeah, but he's actually got to. I know he's in on these guys, but he's got to actually get them. He's got to get, like, it's great. He got Tyler, he got Alex, but he's got to get these top 10 guys. We think he's in on them, but is he going to get them? And you were assuring me at the time, stop with the panic over whether he's going to get them.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he got all of them.
All of them.
He basically got all of them.
I think Twisty Fresh committed.
And so Twisty Fresh even committed. So this time, who are you writing about for the publication that shall not be named?
I've written about Greg Brown, Jalen Green. I've written about Matthew Morrell. I've written about Jaden Springer.
But now currently
I am in the process of writing about Kennedy Chandler, who, of right. course, is the hottest prospect
dude.
In America.
6'1". He's only like 6'1", isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, but like honestly, all he's done this summer is dunk on people. That's it. Like, he plays much bigger than his height.
Okay, just tell me right now so we can cut to the chase. What's their class going to look like?
Well, Kennedy Chandler's in the class of 2021, so he's only going to be a junior, so that'll be 2 years from
What's
now.
This class going to look like?
I think it's going to be.
Tell me right now.
I think it's going to be a top three class in the country.
No, who's going to be in it?
Oh, who's going to be in it? Yeah. Okay. Give me some wiggle room here.
I understand. No, this is all. Yeah. We understand that, you know.
Yeah, well, people, you know, I have credibility when it comes to this stuff, man.
You do, man. You, I will say, you nailed it. You were the guy. Everything that you said was going to happen, some people don't take you seriously, but everything that you said that was going to happen with recruiting happened.
Thank you.
And
Thank
your lighthearted exterior.
Yes.
Belies the serious recruiting analyst
right.
that lies beneath.
That's a great
Everything
that's right.
you said was going to happen, happened.
Yes.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. So I think that as of today, assuming Jalen Green goes to college, I think they get Jalen Green.
Woo!
He's a big guard. I think they get Greg Brown.
Woo!
Who is a top 10.
I got to stop making that noise. I sound like an idiot.
Top 10 forward in the country.
He's a rebounding dunking machine.
I mean, I think they get Chris Moore, you know, who is, again, not a very...
What is he exactly? Chris, what would you call Chris Moore?
Chris Moore is like a...
He's a tweener.
He's a tweener who's going to do all the small things that add up. Like, you got to have a guy like that
a
on
glue
your team.
Guy.
I mean, it just is. Like, nobody wants to be a glue guy, you know, but...
Is that true? No one
somebody
wants to
has
be a glue
to
guy.
Be the glue guy, you know?
I consider myself here at the station kind of a glue guy.
Yeah. You know what?
Now, you know who's the glue guy?
Who's that?
Right there, Jeffrey's the glue guy. No one wants Jeffrey. How's it feel to be a glue guy? Is it bad?
I gotta tell you, it's probably the greatest honor of my life. I mean, that's what I've always wanted.
Glue guy.
I've always wanted to be. Listen, no one waves a towel like I do. I've always just wanted to be a locker room guy.
Yeah, he's a perfect glue guy.
Being a glue guy is the worst.
But you know what? Much like Jeffrey, Chris Moore will get playing time. You know, like he'll do all the small things.
I'll say
add up.
Jeffrey gets playing time.
He does.
There's no question. Jeffrey gets playing time.
I think he might lead the station in minutes. I'm not sure. We have to check on that.
I think since January 1.
A lot of garbage time minutes.
I think since January 1, he leads the station in minutes.
Yeah, because he's doing this show. He's doing 4 hours a day.
He's doing 4 hours a day.
I'm
you
only
guys only
three.
Do three a day.
Yeah,
so. Exactly right. Plus then he fills in for other people, too. Yeah, like whatever. He's crazy. It's crazy. It's insanity.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, I think Chris Moore is part of it, and if he's not, I think that would just suggest that the staff went in a different direction. You know, Jaden Springer is going to be interesting because, you know, he's a guard, and, you know, if I'm saying Memphis is getting Jalen Green, which I believe they lead for him, you know, what's going to happen with Boogie, Lester, Tyler? You know, if all these guys come back, you're just not going to have that much room.
Right.
You know, like, and that applies for Matthew Morrell as well. You know, like, what's going to happen with Matthew Morrell? He's a local kid who's obviously an elite athlete and played his way into the top 50. Like, you know, what does he think about the situation? You know, is it one of those deals where,
Fandy.
You know, once upon a time, Jonathan Williams III and Memphis sat down with each other and they just decided it's not going to work. Like, it just, like, for you, for me, like, it's just not.
Memphis sat down with each other, right?
Yeah, yes. And so I don't know if that's what happens with Matthew Morrell ultimately, but that'll be interesting to watch. So But I think the nucleus of the class, like the two big time guys as of right now, and they just I'm pretty sure they just offered a JUCO kid named Jalen Scruggs, I want to say, who
that they same, did
Scrub. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, unfortunate last name.
Right.
But
not a scrub though.
Not a scrub.
Jalen. Quote, not a scrub.
Yeah, I mean, he could definitely be a guy.
Nada, I call him Nada.
That recruitment picks up, definitely feels like that is possible. So, but I think the nucleus.
Best JUCO player in America.
Yeah, I mean, that feels like a Memphis kind of thing, you know, like it just does.
No, I mean, if he'd been the 20th best new JUCO in America, that would have been like a few years ago Memphis
yes.
thing. Now, yes. best.
No, only the best now.
Best now.
Only the best now.
America.
So, I would say the nucleus would be like Greg Brown, Jalen Green. I think okay. that would be the nucleus.
You had, last question, you had Joe Jackson, great get to have Joe Jackson yeah. in here. He wants to start his comeback on your show.
Yes.
Which is, how did it all strike you?
Well, it was good to see him, first of all.
You know what? The photo. Now, you didn't make the photo. Mark Weber
I did not make
took
the
photo in the Daily Memphian. And it
that
was,
one hurt.
It was you. It was Jason was in it.
Jason was in And they were both looking at me.
They
you know, in the cut line, can we just have like a caption like this, like Jason and Joe Jackson laugh at a John Martin joke?
Did
you know
that,
what I'm saying? Like,
they were both
can
laughing.
Can we get a little love for the other side of this damn
and
table?
Joe Jackson, I think the best part of it was the smile.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was great. I mean, and you know, he was very open and honest and only the
I'll
way that Joe Jackson
though,
can.
I worry about him. I will tell you this. At 27, with coming back from an ankle.
Absolutely.
And now he's got this stuff on his
record. Well, he
hasn't
played in 2 years.
He hasn't played in 2 years. He talked to me about making the NBA still.
Yeah.
I worry about him.
Well, that's all Joe knows. Like, that's all Joe knows is just like league. That is all he's ever known for
but,
his whole
know,
life.
You know, Italy is pretty good life.
Yeah,
you know?
but it's not.
Yeah, but if I don't want to tell someone to rein in their expectations, but I don't. I don't know. It's hard.
Well, you can't live your life.
Do we burden these dudes excessively?
Well, I mean, I think Joe carried it more than anybody else has in a long time. But I also think that's sort of self-created as well. Like, I don't think that's necessarily our faults. You know, I think that was, you know, he was an awesome high school basketball player and broke a lot of records.
Yeah, but everyone was fawning over him
for
forever.
I don't want to, we can't blame the media for everything.
It's not even the media. It's the culture.
Well, there is a culture, certainly in a city like Memphis, where we like to anoint our young players. That is true. But I don't look at that as a problem, Jeff. I don't look at that as a negative. I look at that as we support, you know, the talented people in our community. Like, I think that's what you should do. I think you should hold up the talented young people in your community.
Do you feel that support?
No, I never. Like, no, I think, you know.
You just get hate.
I now have programmed my brain. Like, this is how backwards it is. I program my brain. So anytime I get, like, a tweet or something like that that's quote-unquote negative,
mm-hmm.
I accept it as support. You know, like I just
that must be
this means I'm doing like this means I'm doing my job well.
That is quite a trick.
This means I'm doing my job well if I have made this person so emotional that they felt like they needed to tweet me about something I said. Now I've learned that in the last 4 or 5 years, I've had to adapt to that because I used to want the validation, but now I get it in different ways.
Do you have water coming into your house too? Do you have a water issue? Did I hear that, a leaky issue?
Yeah, man. Everything is just happening at the same damn time. It's like I was told there's like maybe a valley on the roof from all the heavy rain, and I have to, it was coming out of the vent. It was dripping from the vent. And so my instructions were to wait for another big rain, leave the bucket where it is and wait for another big rain. And if it happens again, then got to call a roofing person.
Well, John, I appreciate it. I'll be listening today.
Thanks so much.
If John had water coming into his crawl space or into his garage or into his basement or anything else, I would have told him to call, of course, Redeemers Group, but he knows that. 541-8765, 541-8765, local company. It's been doing this stuff in this area for more than a decade. They will come out, assess the situation. Seriously, like water everywhere these days. And if you got a problem, give them a call, 541-8765. They will seal it right up. It will not cost you a penny to have them come out and tell you what's going on with your house. And if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, you will get an additional $50 off any repairs that you wish to embark upon. It's Redeemers Group. Give them a call, 541-8765, or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. When we come back, Chris Harrington, second day back of Chris Harrington. Nearly as good as the first day back for Chris Harrington. We'll do that. Plus, Jeffrey is going to rank, very controversially, rank the the SEC traditions. Gonna go well. I can tell you already. It's the Jeff Calkins Show. Back in a moment. 92.9 FM ESPN.
A new era in Memphis basketball with Penny Hardaway. The Grizzlies now ushering in a new era of youth and grind. Mike Norvell and Tiger football. The SEC and college football. Memphis 901 FC. The Redbirds. A world golf championship celebrating a decade as the number one voice in Memphis sports. This is Memphis's 92.9 FM ESPN.
Breaking news on 92.9 FM ESPN, powered by Radio.com Sports, brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. The World Golf Championships FedEx St. Jude Invitational has announced that 16-time PGA Tour winner, 4-time major champion, Rory McIlroy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.